Very cool.
Could you please read the 230 time circle?
Agenda item 493, accept staff report and recommendation and order of counsel for William L. Lobdell Measure 37 claim.
Chris?
Good afternoon. I'm Chris Dirth, the city's Measure 37 program manager. And I didn't plan on going through our PowerPoint again for you. You saw it last week. I gave Mr. Lobdell a copy of it. He's had a chance to go through it. We've chatted about it. He had a chance to ask questions, as I did of him yesterday. He's here today. So I don't have anything more to add unless you have any questions.
Questions? Thank you, Chris.
Okay.
Mr. Lobdell, could you please come forward?
I'm William Lobdell. This is my friend Lou Sutton.
Okay, could you folks sit down, please? We appreciate you being here. You have a total of 15 minutes to present your case.
I've challenged, apparently, according to Chris, four regulations. One is downsizing of property from R7 to R20. The rationale for downsizing that, according to this, I don't know if you've all seen the staff report. This explains it all in detail. But after sifting through that, I found out the primary reason for doing that is to protect resources. And a little blurb in the staff report about that there are no sewers available and that this would all have to be served by septic systems. And R7 wouldn't provide enough land for septic systems, therefore it should be downzoned to R20. Now, apparently, Measure 37 has an exemption, and the one that they've added to this is Section 3B. And that exemption says this act shall not apply to land use regulations B, restricting or prohibiting activities for the protection of public health and safety. Now, they didn't in their PowerPoint presentation add what's after the comma there at the end of safety, but it goes restricting or prohibiting activities for the protection of public health and safety, comma, such as fire and building codes, comma, health and sanitation regulations, comma, solid or hazardous waste regulations, comma, and pollution control regulations. And these exceptions are kind of the tone. Now, the exceptions that Chris and his staff have gone on to is safety and health. And I don't see the connection between protecting resources and larger lots for septic systems in that particular one. Now, they've added after that an environmental overlay zone. And according to this pamphlet, it's because of land use regulations that limit disturbance area and therefore work to prevent floods, landslides, and erosions. Further on in the PowerPoint presentation, there's a little blurb here on the overlay zone, and it's said that their plan for this, the overlay wasn't on in 91. It was put on later in the 90s, and I didn't even know about it until the valuation, which had dropped down from over $1 million down to what the Metro offered me was $274,000. And then after the overlay was put on, it was reduced to $35,000 by Metro, their offer. They offered me $35,000. It's kind of an insult, but anyway, it was adopted by the council July 1, 1991. That was a proposal, and it's part of it here is by decreasing runoff and increasing groundwater infiltration, the forest protects downstream neighborhoods from flooding. Also, by stabilizing the soil and reducing runoff and erosion, the forest protects the community from landslides, slumps, and mud flows. And that's the excuse for this regulation. And downstream from mine, it goes through a 24-inch pipe there, runs under Germantown Road, drops down to another pipe, and then goes out to the river, the Willamette River. There is no downstream community protected, and this is all, this whole area that I own is bedrock. There's virtually no topsoil. There's like 2 to 6 inches at the most. And so there's not going to be any landslides or mud flows on something like that. You need huge areas of topsoil in order to do that. And there's no danger to the community. So that's kind of ridiculous. In fact, everything that I've seen that's been presented as a reason to deny my claim is hooked up with a very thin thread of connection to the reality of danger or health to anyone. The other one is cutting down my trees. I like the idea of being able to cut trees wherever I wish, apparently part of this is prohibiting the cutting of trees, or at least controlling it severely. And I can't see a connection between safety and health on that. And of course, there's no connection to safety and health connected to what the Attorney General has done in taking the inherent value of your property and causing it to be in limbo. And so I don't understand why they would recommend denying the claim. Now, they do have on one of the PowerPoint prints, they say that over here, they say they've got little arrows pointing to the sides that are going to be developed, or I hoped would be developed, and arrows pointing at Germantown Court, the street that's supposed to be developed. And they say the right-of-way, which is Germantown Court, has greater than 70% grade. And on the same map, they show there's an approximate 170-foot elevation gain. And that goes to an upper portion, way up above the property. In fact, it's 70 feet above the ditch that conducts the water through it. And If you consider the elevation zero at Germantown Road, which it is on this map, and 170 feet up there, and you drop off 70 feet to get down to where the ditch is at the other end of the property, which is about 700 feet, and you divide the rise, which is 100 feet, by the run, which is 700 feet, you come up with an elevation of approximately 14.2%, which is well within the limits set forth by the fire department.
Did you mention there is a sewer availability there?
Yeah, they said part of the reason that they suggested the land to be rezoned from R7 to R20C was it like here's a quote on that. It says there's an inadequate water supply pressure for residential service in area. Elevation is too high to provide adequate service pressure. Now there's a hydrant, water provision hydrant for the fire department at above this, which is about, probably 60 or 70 feet elevation higher from the houses that would go in there. And there's another sewer hydrant approximately 70 or 80 feet higher than that. So you're talking about a huge head above this. It could be tapped into in the incidence of a fire. And it says here, sanitary sewer is not available to most lots. No extensions are planned. Well, on the same PowerPoint presentation, there's a map called Possible Sewer Connection. It shows one up Germantown Road, 335 feet, and then it shows another one down where it does an intersection with a sewer pipe under St. Helens Road at 390 feet from the beginning of the property. And they show here what it actually is, about 720 feet of sewer line that would run on up the Germantown Road or Germantown Court when it's installed. Now, in that same thing that says that they shouldn't provide, that they need to provide downsizing of the zoning regulation from R7 to 20C. They say the area currently zoned R7, this was from 1991, the area currently zoned R7 or R5 extends over a steep ravine and creek system which is unable to sustain development at this density. All of the zone changes areas are not served by sewer and must presently be served by on-site septic systems. Well, this couldn't even use a septic system because the topsoil is so thin. Wouldn't work. And the only way you can develop it is to extend it. And I never ever said that I might be willing or think it sensible to add septic systems. I was wondering if my friend Lewis could use the rest of my time.
Okay. In regard to the Lubdell property, if I can hear no objections, I can surmise that the answer is yes to the following questions. All of you government employees deciding the outcome of this issue of Bill Lubdell's properties have taken an oath of office to support and uphold the Constitution of the United States of America and that of this state. Is that correct?
Sir, you're not here to ask us questions. You're here to
Pardon?
Make
you're not here to ask us questions. You're here to make a statement. So
it would
please
be
make a
nice
statement.
To know that you people are upholding
We're not going to respond
all
to your
of our
questions.
Constitutional rights.
We're not going to respond to your questions.
Okay.
So you can
is
ask
that a no
them.
Answer?
That's we're not going to respond, and okay. Please make your statement.
Pursuant to your oath, you are required to abide by the oath and the performance of your official duties, including those before this hearing. Again, is that correct? Evident you're not responding. Some will say, another constitutionalist. I am proud of it and may probably at least close to a dozen of my family members have fought in wars for this country. And some have died. Some have been wounded. So I think it's great that we have a constitution to protect we the people from possibly unjust governments. We've seen Stalin in Russia killing his people off, taking away their properties, taking away their rights. We've seen Hitler. In my lifetime, I've seen both of those men doing that to their people. So that's one reason that our forefathers formed a constitutional government to protect the people from the government. What could be simpler? Because they've seen down through history where kings and dictators and all kinds of tyrants have harmed their people, took away their properties and their rights. And we have a constitution to prevent that from happening. I'm not making any insinuations about you people. You're no doubt very good people. But when you look at Pol Pot, killed millions of his people. Those people didn't have constitutions to protect them. It's happened down through history. You might give the Constitution more credence when you are voting today. The Bill of Rights and Amendments state that private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. So I hope that you'll keep that in mind when you're voting. Thank you.
Thank you. You're excused.
Do we get to hear the outcome of this?
Yes, you can return to your seat, and I'm going to ask if there's anyone who wishes to testify on this matter, and then we'll discuss it. So you're more than welcome to stay. Is there anyone who has signed up to testify on this matter?
I didn't set out another sign-up sheet, so you...
Okay, is there anyone here who wishes to testify on this matter? That's okay. Please come forward.
My name is Marion Blackford.
Yeah, just go ahead and sit down and then speak. Okay. Thank you.
My name is Marion Blackford, and I own some property adjoining the property that we're talking about. And this is a beautiful valley with a beautiful creek going through it. It's not what he calls it, a ditch. And there is a lot of loose soil around there, and there's a lot more soil there then he's saying 2 or 3 feet. There's a lot of the dead, the leaves, all of the moss, the whole thing. It's, you know, turned into mulch, and it's a beautiful. And we have a herd of elk that come down every fall into that valley. They only stay a couple of weeks, but they make a lot of noise, and they're very happy there. This should be a preserved area. It's beautiful. And I think everybody should have a right to do with what they want with their property. But I also lost some property in value, if you want to say money-wise, if I wanted to sell it. But in beauty and preservation for my children and my grandchildren, I think it's well worth the save.
Thank you, ma'am.
You have any questions?
Discussion? Need a motion to deny the claim and adopt the staff report and order as the council's decision.
I would make that motion.
Been moved and seconded. Carl, please call the roll.
Adams?
I'd like to thank the owner for and his representative for conveying to us your point of view on the issues. However, I think that after consultation with the attorney, and after having briefings on the overall structure and requirements and opportunities of ballot measure 37, that that the staff recommendation is indeed valid, and for that reason, I vote aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, I thank Mr. Lobdell and his friend for coming here, and the previous week for the neighbors, and today the neighbors. I think that I thought the staff report was very good on this, and I do think the intent of the Northwest Hills plan that the City Council adopted in the early 90s does set forth adequate grounds for denying this claim based on the public health and safety exemptions under Measure 37. So I vote aye.
Stan?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. That's it, folks. Thank you. The next time certain is 3:15 p.m. It's about 3 minutes after, so we'll reconvene at 3:15.